Lots of worry right now within the pork industry regarding PEDV, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, that continues to devastate hog herds across the country. When a herd basically gets PEDV, it's pretty well over for that batch of baby pigs until they can let the virus run its course. Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, visited with us about the PED situation as we caught up with him at the Oklahoma Youth Expo in Oklahoma City on Thursday.
We're seeing a tremendous impact on the markets from PED right now, and I think that's the only thing we can tell you is we're seeing a significant impact. You're seeing pigs run up right now, live hogs yesterday, I think we're in the 90s. I don't know that I've ever seen live hogs in the 90s in my lifetime. And futures are up in the, you look at the June futures and we're in 133, 134. I mean, we're way out past record highs here. These are contracts we had never dreamed of. The best estimates we've got right now is that we're short some 5 million market hogs out of about 105, 106 million. So we're off about 4%. That's a pretty significant change. What we don't know right now is the run up in prices we're seeing today, the result of people trying to buy up product because they think we're going to be short this summer. And so we're stockpiling product so we have it to work through the summer for grilling season, for all of those pieces going forward. And I'd rather buy $90 hogs than pay for what they're going to be if we really get to 135 or something on the futures market. That would translate into something close to $100, $105, maybe even live hogs. And so am I better off buying some $90 and putting them back and working from there? I don't think we're going to see the price. I don't believe it's going to stay at this level through June. I mean, I think it's going to come back down some, but that's just speculation on my part. We're going to get a hog and pig crop report next week, and it's going to tell us what we think's out there in terms of market hogs, what we think's going to be coming to market, and when is it going to come to market. We know there are major processors across the country that are idling plants on a daily, you know, on a one-day-a-week basis, things like that, to try to help accommodate that shortfall, because there's only so much you can do with holding pigs back and so forth. And these plants are designed to run so many head a day every day. And when you have to idle a plant for an entire day, that's a significant investment that's just sitting there not doing anything.
From what you've heard, have we kind of gotten a little bit of a handle on it in Oklahoma? I know we had a lot of cases early on.
We had a lot of cases early on. We've got most of those cases were centered in the Panhandle. To our knowledge, we've kind of stayed out in that general area. We've really not worked our way back into the body of the state. Can't tell you that that's not going to happen, but I can tell you that the producers here within the body of the state are doing everything they can to not get it. And the hope is that we'll get to a vaccine before it breaks on their farm. So that's kind of the, you know, we've drawn the line in the sand and we're going to hold on and fight and hope we can get to a vaccine before we actually have more problems here in the rest of the state. It doesn't look like a vaccine is coming anytime soon. And by soon, I'm talking in the next couple of months. But that's the hope, is that we can get there, figure out what to do, because there's not a whole lot you can do other than just try to protect the biosecurity of your farm. That's really about all you can do.